Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with Real Silent. Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged. We've got a lot to cover this hour, but I mean, just more. There is so much crazy news, crazy ideas, crazy. And this is, you know, somebody said Joe's always been like this. You know, I mean, since we've been really paying attention to news, no. At one point in time in this country, the communists / socialists were very, 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 very minor number of people, very small number of people. People understood what Americanism was all about, what patriotism was all about, what this country actually stood for. And I will just say, those people who want to run around talking about how racist this country is and it's filled with a bunch of white supremacists, they're very low IQ, low educated people. And if you're a professor and you're listening and you're insulted by that, just because you got book smarts, just because you got a thing on your wall that says you went to college, doesn't make you smart. You know, there are a lot of people in this world that are book smart and street stupid. So, you know, again, just because you believe it, just because some other liberal professor taught it to you and you bought into it, doesn't mean that you guys are right. Because the world you want is scary, extremely scary. And I swear if you start spewing things like, you know, what do you mean? Like we want equality for all and everybody have a place to live. It's not how it works. Really, really, really do some study and stop lying to your students. Stop lying to the people around you because that's what you want. Because you know, it's really funny. Think about it. The people telling us to stay home, to suck it up, to do the right thing, are people that are making six-figure incomes, all right? They live in million-dollar homes, and they're telling us not to worry about it. Suck it up. Stay home. They're suffering, too. They can't get, like Nancy Pelosi, they can't get the ice cream that they want. That's what they're suffering? Yeah, no thank you. Wouldn't want to be one of them anyhow. And it's the same thing with these socialist communists in these colleges. They are railing against the exact system that gave them the opportunity to be where they're at. And you know what's really funny? Is Americans, these American teachers, these American communist professors, who have never really been to a had to live under communism or socialism, we give them, or not we, but some of you low IQs, you give them more credit than you give people that ran away from socialism, that ran away from communism and came to this country. I'm supposed to think you've got two brain cells to rub together? No, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. What kind of credibility am I supposed to give you? This is the stuff that drives me out of my mind because the academia, they believe themselves to be so smart, so much better than us. That no matter what we say or what we prove to them, we're wrong. It doesn't matter. It's just like, okay, Trump talking about getting our kids back to school, what, last June? Maybe May, June? Mainstream media poo-pooed him, said he was wrong. Fauci says we need to get our kids back in school, and oh my God, he's a hero. Are we serious here? And if you can't see, and I mean this, if you cannot see the deceit behind this, maybe you shouldn't be driving either. You know what I'm saying? No, really. I don't get it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got two, three videos that you might approve of later on in the show. Berkeley professor says the law and order is a racist dog whistle. Right? 80% of the black community says they want more cops, not less. But a Berkeley, this old white guy that teaches at Berkeley, is telling you that law and order is nothing more than a racist dog whistle. University of California Berkeley professor created a 12-part video series about racist dog whistles. He explains the commonly used terms like law and order are actually dog whistles for racism. So apparently when you say I want law and order, what you're saying is I want black people locked up in big numbers. Really? And if you believe this, I got a deed to some swampland in Florida I want to sell you. Ian Hanley Lopez, University of California Berkeley law professor, he created a series of videos that explains why terms like law and order are dog whistles for racism. Race Class Academy, a 12-part video series that shows viewers how to beat dog whistle politics by building cross-racial and cross-class solidarity. Cross-class? Boy, if you can get the Dems to do that, that'd be really cool, wouldn't it? No, not what they do. You know, they make you feel like they're doing something for you. They're doing absolutely nothing. It's based on Lopez's book, Dog Whistle Politics, How Coded Racial Appeals Have Reinvented Racism and Wrecked the Middle Class. No, it's wrecked the middle class. It's the way you Democrats, you liberals, you socialists want to tear apart the family. The nuclear family. The more you try to tear it apart, or the more you do tear it apart, really, you'll notice the worse morality gets. The book describes how politicians and plutocrats deploy veiled racial appeals to persuade white voters to support policies that favor the extreme rich. Right. They don't change. The same mantra. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property, property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch. We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Won't you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, do something more than nothing. How do you like that, right? Do something a little bit more than nothing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being engaged, being involved, because that's really what I want. I really want you involved. Because once you get involved, you'll get informed, you'll get the information you need, and at least you'll be able to speak properly to it. So we're talking about the Berkeley professor who created a 12-part series, talking about how terminologies like law and order This guy's just a nut. They're nothing more than dog whistles for racism. So again, as I said, so if I say law and order, what I'm really saying is I want you to round up and throw in jail as many black people as humanly possible, apparently. Now, supposedly Lopez specializes in critical race theory. I say supposedly because it used to be that these classes, these people, their theories were well scrutinized by people from all walks of life or professors from different sides of the aisle, if you would. Not anymore. No, no. Whatever they write is a godsend. They're right. Especially if it fits today's narrative, then it must be right. Lopez's first video takes on the 1964 Republican presidential campaign. Barry Goldwater, who allegedly wanted to return the country to a time when government mainly worked for the wealthy. I didn't see that in his campaign, but okay, whatever. Lopez says that Goldwater and other Republicans use terms like law and order not to decry crime, but to condemn the civil rights movement. Don't you see? So these guys are put up on a pedestal as professors that just are on par with nobody else. They're so great. So when they write these books and they do these things, oh my God, this guy is great. He's wonderful. How you know, he writes his stuff. It must be true. Dog whistle politics allows politicians to promote social hatred, especially but not only racism, while pretending they honor equality. That's true, the Democrats. No, really. For 60 years or 50 years, the Dems have been telling the black community how they're for them and only for them and all about them. And it's just not true. You've seen it over and over again. It's just not true. In a third video, Lopez said that wages of whiteness were too attractive for white citizens to surrender in favor of an integrated society. He said the same can be true of non-white individuals with lighter skin tones. Wow. So light-skinned blacks, light-skinned Hispanics. Do you hear this? He said, well, today it's not a big of an issue. You know why? Because whiteness is associated with Donald Trump. So therefore, it's not given as much weight. Wow. Hey, this guy's teaching your kids with your tax money. What do you think of that? Oh, no, I'm not choking, serious. What do you think of that? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's look at campus reform. Students on, God. They want Thomas Jefferson's statue removed from campus. But why? Thomas Jefferson? If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have your separation of church and state. Isn't that what you love?
I'm Aaron Mosier with Campus Reform. We're here at the University of Missouri, where the administration has paid $20,000 to put up acrylic casing here around the Thomas Jefferson tombstone. We're asking students how they feel about it. Let's go.
So the university just paid $20,000 to put up acrylic casing around the tombstone of Thomas Jefferson. When you walk by the tombstone and statue, do they bother you at all? Do you have any feelings about it?
Well, Thomas Jefferson was a racist and a rapist, so I think it's interesting that the administration is deciding to buckle down by, you know, putting the casing around it, paying for security cameras, etc.
I think if other people have so many issues with it, I think it's wrong for MU to keep them, because, and I do see the reason that people are upset with it.
Think about that. We have taught this young lady that If somebody's hurt by it, then we need to pull it down. If somebody's offended by it, it needs to go away. Not how to deal with it. Not how to talk about it. Listen, he was a rapist and a racist. That's the best they can do. You know, I would love to grab some of these people, if they were honest, but they're not honest. And I would love to say to them, okay, listen, you've got a college degree in A, B, and C. And it's come to our attention that you have some nasty, nasty racist tweets that you came out while you were in college. And because of that, now we realize that during this pandemic and this and that and the other thing, you've saved tens of thousands of lives. But we're going to have to rip up your doctorate. We're going to have to rip up. You'll no longer be able to practice medicine because you wrote those racist comments on Twitter. Doesn't that make all the sense in the world? That's what they're saying. It doesn't matter what you've done right. It doesn't matter what you've done later on with your life or anything along those lines. All that matters is that you did A, B, and C at one time in your life. You had this kind of mindset. Funny how you had Barack Obama, you had Joe Biden, you had Hillary Clinton. All of them were against gay marriage. Remember, I've got the clips if you need me to play them for you. When they talked about marriage being between a man and a woman, that's it, end of discussion. Ah, but then they evolved. Right? Evolution must have taken another stance, and it only took it with Democrats. And all was forgiven. And now they were put up on a pedestal. And everything was wonderful. But do you notice that only applies to a certain class of Democrats? Not even all. Just a certain class of Democrats. Now, Dianne Feinstein, I don't know her voting record. I don't know what she's done or hasn't done. But isn't it interesting that she has been in the Senate for 115 years? And because she gave a colleague a hug and thanked him for allowing them to have their time properly, she has been verbally abused. Do the rest of this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United Kingdom became the first Western country on Wednesday to approve Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for use, with approval in the United States expected within the next 2 weeks. A supply of the vaccine is already reportedly set to be shipped to health departments around the country to be given to healthcare workers and those living in long-term care facilities. But when will everyone else be able to get immunized at their doctor's office or corner pharmacy? The chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed says it may be just a matter of months. Dr. Monsef Slaoui tells Fox News there should be enough vaccine produced to immunize everyone in the United States by June.
We will have vaccine doses in CVS and in Walmart or Walgreens, and up to the month of June, that's the period of time we need to manufacture about 600 million doses of vaccines overall, enough to immunize the total population of the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look at I love campusreform.org. You've got to head over there. Campusreform.org. Check it out. You'll see what's going on in college campuses across the country. And they go out, they do videos, they do interviews, they do stories from different college campuses across the globe here or across the country. These are the kids you're paying big tax dollars to, or some of your hard-earned money, to learn a bunch of garbage. To be indoctrinated in the world of the liberal left. And you conservative Christians, I don't know why you do this. Why are you wasting God's money on these places? Oh, because then Susie, Sally, or whatever wants to go there. Well, it doesn't matter what they want. They didn't work for that money, number one. Number two is, why would you throw your kids to Caesar? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Let's hear more. You got to hear more of this craziness. Right, they are talking about Thomas Jefferson, and as I said, well, just go back and pick up the last segment if you want to hear what I had to say about this. I think this is crazy.
I think it bothers me the amount of money that we spent on that, just in general.
Yeah, same.
I feel like that belongs in the museum, not on the quad.
When you walk by the statue and tombstone, do you have any feelings? Are you bothered by the statue?
No. Not at all. I guess at the end of the day, I would prefer it be kept rather than taken down. He's still a national, like, hero and founder of our nation. And when you compare him to other founders of our nation, the founding fathers and other figures who were important in getting this great country created, I mean, you have to think about where does the line get drawn in terms of, you know, condemning him.
I love this. Can I adopt him? I mean, whether I totally agree with him or not, at least he's giving it some serious thought. He has some real substance behind why he believes that the thing should stay.
Or praising him.
Do you think that the statue could be used to celebrate the founding of the country, the Louisiana Purchase, the First Amendment, the things that Thomas Jefferson wrote about? Do you think that those should be celebrated in any way?
Yeah, but simultaneously needing to acknowledge the fact that a lot of what he did wasn't just that. And the way that it's presented now does not acknowledge the bad things he did, just...
A lot. Define a lot. I'll bet you that young lady has never in her life sat down and put the pros and cons down on a piece of paper about Thomas Jefferson. What we would and would not have if it wasn't for him.
trying to, like, memorialize him as a good, outstanding person.
I just think, for, like, who Thomas Jefferson is, he was a hypocrite. You know, he owned slaves. And, like, I just don't get the point of protecting something like that.
It feels like we romanticize our founding fathers a lot to be these great people when they held a lot of social standards that would not be correct today.
Do you think that it should be removed?
That's today. Just because it was, look, just because it was right or okay to do it back then doesn't mean it was right or okay. But if these kids would do a little bit of their own homework, they'd find out, first of all, why Jefferson, why Washington, why some of those people kept their slaves, how they treated them. I mean, if the term slave bothers you, what do you think you are when you're working for a boss, right, that you're dependent on your paycheck every week to pay your food, to take care of your house, to do all. You are, in essence, a slave. You're a slave to the boss of the business you work for. You better keep him happy. You better do what he or she says to do, or else you're out of work, which means you're out of a house and a car and so many other things. But the term slave is what's bothering them, I think.
This statue of him sitting here, I mean, I wouldn't mind if that's removed.
But there's so many other figures in history that I feel like would be a better representation of what people at MU want to show ourselves off as, you know?
Do you think he should be celebrated in any way as one of our founding fathers?
No.
Wow. I wonder why that is. So he's a founding father. Had a lot to do with the country, a lot to do with why we have the freedoms we have today. But no, he shouldn't be, because he had slaves and he raped, I guess, the slaves.
And it's like a reminder of, I don't know, the past trials and tribulations of, like, the U.S. and why our country sucks, basically. Like,
all right, so she needs to be deported somewhere. Why our country sucks. She's on a college campus. She probably got all kinds of grants. If she didn't get all kinds of grants, she probably is there because daddy and mommy busted a hump in a country that let, well, up until recently, lets you do anything you want to do to make money, to pursue freedom, and the country sucks. Talk about a bunch of ungrateful young people. Yeah, I said it. I'm there with it. You have ruined a generation of young people. Yes, you professors of liberalism, you teachers in colleges and high schools that do nothing but put this country down, could put down capitalism, which is why you're there teaching. You have the ability to do what you do, the freedom to do what you do. In communist and socialist countries, you don't choose whether you're a teacher or not. And you don't get paid the money you want. These people must think they go to a socialist nation, they get paid all kinds of good money, they get free room and board. There isn't. All the things that you see here in this country, you don't see there. People need to wake up. I had Dinesh D'Souza, what was it, 2 weeks ago? And he said the thing that he noticed the most when he came here was the abundance. How much of everything there was. And the ability that you had to actually get it, to have it.
Like, sometimes, you know, like the reason why all these people in our past made all these rules and kind of ruined our country.
I think it ought to remain. The fact of the matter is, you know, the man
kind of ruined our country.
See, I'm going to go back to that. How'd they ruin our country? Right? We have the longest standing constitution of any country on the planet. We've become the most powerful, where prosperity is for any color, any ethnicity. You don't find that in other countries. These kids need to be deported to a country, I don't know, any, pick one, for 2 years. Let them see what they can and can't do. 2 years. Send them on a mission to these other countries that are really restrictive. Send them over to Saudi Arabia. Send them over to Iran. Let's talk about an oppression. Wouldn't you love to sit down and talk to them about real oppression?
I think it ought to remain. The fact of the matter is, you know, the man who facilitated the Louisiana Purchase deserves some amount of recognition in American history. Because he may have owned slaves, but the other founding fathers were just as indifferent or supported slavery. You know, who says that any of them should be on.
They were not indifferent. Many of them didn't care for slavery. I wish people would do their homework and find out what would have happened at the time if they did free their slaves.
If we keep going down this, what I think is a slippery slope.
I don't know if it's worth having, like, a statue on a school where, like, racism and diversity and stuff is already a huge problem.
True.
The white girl sitting next to her going, oh, true. Just so true. You chose to go there. Nobody forced you to that campus. It's really funny how these people go to these campuses and all of a sudden they're all racist. They're all homophobic. They're all whatever, white supremacists. And they go and they apply to these places. Right? I mean, this is seriously. What are you teaching these kids?
Oh, that's it.
Do you think it should be replaced by something?
We should put Ruth Bader Ginsburg up there.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
At the end of the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's really good because she hated everything to do with conservatism. Anything we stood for was wrong. She didn't believe in the Constitution. She thought we should take a more European look on running this country, on the laws of this country. We should look at the Europeans and see how they were doing things. How does that make her a champion for Americanism? How does that make her a patriot? You know what? It doesn't.
The day, I don't think we should listen to mob rule or people just thinking that, you know, their perception through a 21st century lens of historical figures should dictate, you know, exactly what we should or should not have be propped up on campus.
Just amazing. I'm always amazed by these, by the way. I shouldn't be. I should know better. Never said I was the smartest guy in the room. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The fact that the campus had to even protect this is asinine. Yeah, you heard me. Asinine. I believe in freedom of speech, too. Not freedom to destroy. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The truth.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed
me. Depends who that guy is, I guess.
Like the fella once said,
if you're, ain't that a kick in the head? If you're Dino, very lucky, I guess. 855-real-0855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let's do another one of these. You seem to enjoy that one so much. More and more college students, like I said, they're embracing socialism because they don't know what it is. You need to teach these children. Yeah, they're bad. I don't mean like they're bad people. I mean, it's bad. You need to teach these kids because they're not doing it in college.
What he found.
I feel like everyone should have, like, free education and health care.
How are we going to pay for those?
I mean,
you get maybe more tax money? Maybe? I don't know. Let me think about it.
Who in your mind should pay for all of the free things?
All the free things? Well, some of it should come from taxes, but the government should pay for it.
But the government is funded by taxes.
Yeah.
I don't know where the money would come from, but they can figure it out.
Okay. The people with a good idea and a good reason to spend their tax money wouldn't mind actually paying more taxes.
Kevin Phillips joins us tonight.
Are we serious? The best they could do, this is nuts. Oh, let me get that off the screen. That would help. Boy. And if you think about it, they don't know where the money comes from. They have no clue. Right? Maybe the government should pay for it. Well, the government's money comes from taxes. And the honest confusion in that person's face. Oh, it does? Yeah, moron, it actually does. We haven't taught them properly. They don't get it. Right? And Tommy Lahren, she does a good piece, too. I mean, you got to give her credit where credit's due. But she does a good piece also about socialism, these kids really not knowing or understanding what socialism is. What does this stand for? Right? And listen, let's add, because, you know,
you see this?
Let's add insult to injury. All right? They, not only do they not know what it is, they don't know how it's paid for. They can't tell you where it's been implemented before and how it does or doesn't do. Okay, I can't stand it. We got to do one more, okay? Bear with me here, because it's a lot of fun. It's what's fun for me, anyway. Come on, you can do this.
Is socialism a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, I think people kind of throw that word around to try to scare you, but if helping people is socialism, then I'm for it.
It could really benefit our country in the future.
I think it's a good idea.
Socialism as a concept, as a philosophy, is good. I think that it's got a bad rep.
Trying to spread the wealth is definitely a good thing in America, and okay. It's definitely a thing that's needed.
Right. You should always take the money that I work hard for. That makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it?
A lot of things with social welfare that I think would be good to have.
Do you have a positive reaction to socialism or a negative one?
I'd say a more positive one. I'm definitely more open to it.
But we should have a standard of living for all people.
Okay.
Wow. Like, that's never been thought of before. We have a standard of living for all people, but who decides what that standard is, young man? And are you going to live the same way that, the Oblamos who are living, should they share their wealth with you?
By default, that should just be available.
If we did it democratically, then we could really incorporate socialism. Like,
oh, if we did it democratically, that would make everything good. Check out California. That's democratically for you.
It definitely seems like a more feasible option, and it could help more people. Like, just
nobody has any substance here. You notice that? Yeah, it sounds good. We'll take care of this. We'll take care of that. We'll take care of this. We'll make sure that people get to... It doesn't work that way. It never has. How are you going to make that happen? How are you going to assure that everybody's in the same playing field?
Just as a broad term, it could help more people.
How would you define socialism?
I mean, honestly... that definition gets thrown around a lot. I'm not exactly sure.
How would you view what socialism is, though?
Think about that. I don't know what it is. Okay? It's a term that's thrown around a lot. I don't know what it is. I just know that it's good. I want to know where their parents are. No, really. Who raised these children? They're going to vote for something. They're going to allow something to happen. They don't know how it's going to hurt it or help them. But they want it. Because... I don't even know why because. Do you? No, come on, give it some serious thought here. You can't tell me why, because they can't. We'll try it again. Let's see. How do you turn that on? There you go.
Economically, what is socialism?
Economically, yeah. So...
Economically. How are you going to pay for it, you moron?
Jeez. I guess... Just...
For anybody who's been watching the show for any length of time, my argument for a dozen years on the show has been, you have raised a bunch of people that are full of themselves. And I say that because, think about it, they're sitting here telling you, yes, we should do socialism because it does this. And then when you ask them to define socialism, they can't. They can't. They're voting and pushing for something that sounded like they were so authoritative. Why didn't they just say, I don't know. I really haven't looked into it that much. It sounds like it might be a good thing to do if it does A, B, and C. Right? And these are the people that Pelosi wants to vote at younger ages.
Specifically, just, you know, getting rid of that wealth gap in the United States.
See, I wouldn't let it stop there. I would say, What wealth gap are you speaking of?
How would I describe it as little words possible?
I think I just did.
How would you define socialism?
I mean, it's definitely more of an open form of government, and it feels like a lot more accessible to a lot more people, and that's kind of how I see it.
Big generalization there. Did you get that? Yes, I think socialism would help a lot more people in a lot more ways, and the money could be more broadly distributed. But I have no clue as to what I'm talking about.
Like being more accessible and more kind of like...
What's more accessible? Hospitals? Money? Apartments? All these things are accessible. The problem is they're not just handed... Look, the same thing happened with the Affordable Care Act. I can't tell you how many people complained about how hard it was to sign up for it. And frankly, in reality, it wasn't hard to sign up for it all. You just had to take a few minutes. You had to read. And you had to understand what you were reading, knowing what you were signing up for. Just amazing. They want it spoon-fed to them. That is the only way they'll accept anything.
Equal ground, yeah.
What does that mean necessarily, though?
I'm... To be quite honest, I don't know.
I have no idea if anything I just said meant anything whatsoever, but it sounded so good at the time. Because these are the same kids that used to run up and start talking when two adults were talking. And mommy or daddy would say, okay, well, let him express himself. No! I'm having a conversation with another adult. I don't want some 4, 5, 6-year-old kid running up and trying to throw the 2 cents in that they have no clue about. No. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. We brought up these kids. Well, not we. I'm not part of that. My kids will tell you none of that was acceptable ever, 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 ever. And there were consequences to pay when you butt in one too many times when it wasn't your turn to butt in or even say anything at all. Seriously. And it's not. And again, this stuff isn't going to change, so you decide to step up and change it. All right. I know. I keep saying I'm going to. I keep threatening to do this, but I'm actually going to do it in the next hour. I got some witness clips, whistleblowers. Witness. I don't know. Whatever you're calling them. I wouldn't really call them whistleblowers. All right. I would definitely call them, you know, witnesses to what was going on. So they've come forward and said something, which is great. Right? And again, they should be heard, shouldn't they? They shouldn't be beat up. They shouldn't be verbally abused. They should be heard. 855-REAL-JOEY, 55732-5560. Hit up the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me a few dollars. Just click on the donation button. Look. All of us little guys are being hurt by the big bad social justice platforms, social whatever platforms. All right? And it just would behoove, it would help so much if you throw a few, I don't care, $2, $5, $10. It does two things. It's not just a dollar amount. It's the fact that you care enough to take the time to do it. Really. Now, there is another way to pull it off. I try to, you know, many of you have asked me to make it easier for you to give. I don't know what else I could do. However, if you want to do it on your little phone thingy, simply text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77948. That's GOJO to 77948. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Coming up in the next hour, Matt Bellis is going to join me, too. You know, it's open enrollment. Give some thought to the best health care options that you have. We'll be back in a few minutes.